This is the coolest theme song ever.
With possibly the coolest entrances.
Oh my god. I'm telling you, if this guy gets to go to the main roster and he does one of those cool entrances just one time, he will be made for life, this guy.
Can you imagine if he did, like, if he ever main events WrestleMania? John Cena's entrances will be finished.
Oh,
forget
God.
Them.
John Cena's entrances will pale in comparison to
what
this guy
can do. Yeah, no one will remember any of them. Actually, I don't remember any of them.
It's the People's Podcast, the return, the great, eagerly anticipated return of the greatest wrestling podcast this side of things, DeathSays.net. Happy Monday to the people that listen to this podcast about wrestling.
You can tell who's awake and who isn't on this show.
We've been away for a while, is what I'm saying.
We've been on... Well, we'd love to say we've been on vacation, but we haven't.
Quite the opposite, actually. Yeah.
We've just been busy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Culture My Pop made a grand return on Saturday, this show. I don't know. Oh, well, I know for sure next week, Throwback Vibes is back. So at least you have that to look forward to.
And plus, we're both getting ready for our jaunt it's WrestleMania season, baby.
It is. Are you feeling all right? Have you gotten your immunizations?
I have got my immunizations. I'm still a little bit worried about the show.
Right.
But I'm following your mantra. Sting will be there.
Sting will be there. That's all that matters.
And by the looks of things, so will my other main guy.
Who's your other main guy?
The dead man.
Oh, if he's not there at this point, I watched Fastlane, so I'm caught up to that point.
Did you have the moment that I had while you were watching Fastlane when you heard that music?
No.
How dare you?
No, I didn't react at all. I just thought, oh, okay. I guess they're shooting their angle. He's going to be there.
Yeah.
So, yes, The Undertaker will probably be at WrestleMania, just judging by...
If he's not at this point, like you said, I'm gonna ask my money back.
Yeah, they basically all but told you he would be there. Was he on Raw this past week?
No, he hasn't been on Raw yet. I think they're keeping him back until WrestleMania.
Or at least closer to the date.
Well, no, I think they're keeping him off TV until WrestleMania.
You really think they're going to keep him off the whole time? Is that the plan? And in a way, I feel maybe that's not the worst idea in the world, because last year, they brought him back way too early.
Oh, it was way too early. And then they kind of ran out of ideas towards the end, didn't they?
Yeah, they did so much crap with him and Brock Lesnar that a lot of people weren't too thrilled on the match going in. And in fact...
And the best part about that build with Brock Lesnar was that confrontation between Heyman and The Undertaker, where Undertaker used his very, very scary teacher voice.
Which was on Main Event, so nobody even saw it.
He wasn't even Raw.
No, I remember that. Yeah, they did that on purpose to sell the network. And they just put it on Main Event the Tuesday show. But yeah, they did a lot of crap last year. And I remember going into the Brock Lesnar match, people weren't sold on it. And it wasn't a good match. The only reason people remember it is because of the finish.
Yeah, exactly. And part of that is because Undertaker was pretty much gone in the whole match. Lesnar was driving the match. He had no choice.
He basically had to, but I don't even know. Even if Taker was in not unconscious, I feel like it still would have been.
If that Taker-Lesnar match had happened 10 years ago at WrestleMania, it would have been awesome.
Maybe. Well, there have been some Taker-Lesnar matches that have been pretty
very. That Hell in a Cell match 10, 13 years back was awesome. It was wonderful.
Well... We've never seen a Taker Bray Wyatt match before. I don't know. I have high hopes.
I don't have high hopes.
I don't have high hopes for the promos. Bray Wyatt says that he wants to send The Undertaker home. But where has The Undertaker been for the last 11 months? He's been at home.
Where is home? I mean, are we talking his literal home or his figurative home?
So is he leaving home to come to San Jose so that Bray Wyatt can send him back home? That makes no sense. That's quite inefficient. And as somebody
that's the thing with Bray Wyatt. What's his problem here? Again, what's his deal?
As somebody whose father is IRS, I feel like Bray Wyatt should be more efficient in these matters.
Indeed. You know? I completely agree. I wonder if he's trying to finish the job that his father, the IRS started on The Undertaker about 15 years back.
Trying to collect certain damages and penalty fees and such.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like The Undertaker wouldn't pay his taxes.
Why would he?
Like,
he's
not
dead.
To make accusations, but like I feel like the Undertaker character would like never sit there for an extended period of time and just fill out paperwork. Like, I don't imagine.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what he's got his druids for.
That's true. Oh, imagine being at the H&R Block the day that he decides to show up with his druids. Like, you're just sitting there filling out your paperwork, and like this dude shows up.
Like a hearse pulls up
with a bunch of druids getting out, and like they carry the casket inside, and they open the casket, and it's just a bunch of receipts inside. Like, here, let's figure this out.
Undertaker's lying there with like a big envelope in his hand. He sits up.
He sits up whenever they need him to sign something. Oh man, what an amazing thing that
there's a reality show that we want to see.
Undertaker does. It should just be called Undertaker does normal clerical errands every
Undertaker
week
types a text. LOL.
Every week it's something different.
Yeah, Undertaker learns different emoticons every week.
Oh,
smiley
man.
Face.
One day he has to like apply for a library card so he can do research on his opponents. It's gonna be
great. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna pitch that to WWE Network. It's gonna catch on very quickly.
I think Triple H would go for it.
I think so. So we haven't
Vince
talked.
Would go for it is another matter, but yes, Undertaker will be there.
We haven't talked since Fastlane, and yes, the Undertaker's going to be at WrestleMania. That was one of the big news. The other big news.
But guess who else is
going
to be there?
It's the man called Sting.
He is also going to be there.
Yes, it was confirmed at Fastlane. Although I think pretty much the entire world already knew.
Yes.
What did you think of this confrontation between?
I like this segment. It makes it, and you made the point out. You can tell that Triple H is slightly nervous.
Yeah.
Very slightly nervous.
Yeah, he tried to attack the man.
There was a confrontation with Flair the week before where Triple H didn't. Flair tried to warn him, and then Triple H took that to heart.
He pushed him, and he then used the man voice.
Yeah, he did. He did. He's very mad voice.
The Triple H man voice. One of, if God could talk, I feel like he would use the Triple H man voice.
I think so. The gruff. You know, I've been watching stuff like the Hall of Fames from the past over the last few weeks, and Triple H has been inducting a few people. He did not even sound like that 6 years ago when he inducted Flair.
Yeah.
Like what happened?
I don't know.
What? He hasn't been on TV that much. He hasn't been screaming his head off.
I think.
Well, what's happened here?
I think when you become the COO of a multi-million-dollar company, you just become gruffer. Like it's just
like
a
Vince?
Thing. Yeah.
Like Vince has over time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you noticed? Like, listen to Vince announcing in the 90s, and listen to him now.
Listen to Vince announcing in the 80s. He sounds like a totally different dude.
Yeah.
Or
what did you think of this confrontation, by the way?
I thought it was very good. I thought I'm glad. I like the way they introduced the bat as kind of the equalizer to the sledgehammer.
Ah, sledgy.
So it's a good dynamic, sledgehammer versus baseball bat. They can sell on a merch.
And you were
like
saying
that.
There was a little bit of back and forth whether they'd actually allow him to use the bat. Well, if they allow Triple H to use a sledgehammer, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but the idea is kids can't swing a sledgehammer around, but they can very easily get a hold of a baseball bat. So that was.
I don't know.
Of,
kids nowadays can pretty much swing anything.
That's true. I think it's them underestimating the ability of children.
The power of kids.
Today. The power of children.
Yeah.
But yeah, thankfully they've introduced the bat. It's going to be a thing, a Sting trademark. So we have that.
Now, do you think in saying that they're going
to
make a no holds barred, no DQ thing? Because if they're going to use the bat and the sledgehammer, you can't have it in a normal match full of rules, you see.
Sure you can. It's WrestleMania.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like it'll play into one spot and that's it.
Yeah. Now, so the question is, where do you think this match will be on the show?
Oh. Okay. Let's do this. Let's lay out the card right now for WrestleMania. So
we know it so far.
I think so your main event is going to be Brock and Roman, which do you think that match is going to close the show?
It has to, with all the time and effort they've put into it.
I also would consider it a huge waste if they didn't close the show with it.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm one of these old school people. Now, unless it's something ridiculously important, like the career versus streak match that Shawn Michaels and Taker had.
Yeah.
I think the title match at WrestleMania should always close the show. Always.
Yes. That's not always been the case, but it should. That's true. It should always.
Unless it's something stupidly important. Well, apart from WrestleMania 10, where you had two title matches, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, all right, that's going to be the closer. I think Sting and Triple H.
I think that should be like the beginning of hour two.
Beginning of hour two? Yeah, you know what? Maybe right in the middle.
Yeah.
I think Cena and Rusev will probably end up being more of a buffer.
The semi-main? Like, just before the... Well, actually, they usually do this stupid thing where they put the Divas match right in between one of the matches and then the main event.
Yeah, they'll probably do that, too.
So Cena and Rusev before the Divas match, so that's kind of like in the middle of... Like, just after Sting and Triple H, probably.
Yeah. And then Undertaker and Bray Wyatt... We'll also have to go somewhere on that.
Well, that would be a beginning. That would be at the top of the hour, I reckon. The top of the first.
And who do you think's opening WrestleMania? Do you think they'll open Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
We got that, and then it looks like, and someone else made their grand return at Fastlane from, he's been ready to go for what we've been asking the question. Where the hell is Randy Orton?
Our questions have finally been answered. Our prayers have finally been
responded. Randy Orton is back. They're doing a very slow build to this, because apparently Randy Orton right now has rejoined the Authority.
It's completely unnecessary what they're doing with Randy Orton.
Correct. Completely unnecessary. When Randy Orton came back at Fastlane, and the next night on Raw, when he opened the show, the crowd were already into Randy Orton anyway.
He's a babyface. He turned on the Authority when he left. Or, you know, the Authority turned on him, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, he's just buddy-buddy with Seth Rollins again. This guy stomped your head through cinder blocks.
And you can make the point that Randy Orton of, what, 5-6 years ago would have killed Seth Rollins already.
Yeah.
You would have punted him in the head.
And I understand, like, maybe I'm being a little negative, because, yes, they're trying to tell a story, but at the story, you've already told your story. You already told it. It's not necessary to tell another story.
Now, if you want to do something, you could still have Randy Orton chasing Rollins, and Rollins not giving him the match until later on in the month.
Yeah, he is in the Authority. He has the ability to not to deny somebody a match.
Or to run like he did at Fastlane.
That's right. And nope, instead, they're just doing this weird thing where he's buddy-buddy with Seth Rollins, but not really.
Because it was hilarious on Monday. He's basically trying to get Rollins to have a match with Roman Reigns. Like, yeah, what kind of friend would do that?
Yeah, it's really like they WWE has this thing where they wait a little too long to turn somebody.
Yeah,
we've seen it actually with Randy Orton. We've seen it before where he's on the cusp of turning and the fans want it. He's ready, and WWE waits a little bit too long. And by the time they turn him, yeah, he's a good baby face, but they missed that moment.
They missed the moment. They did. They waited. Was it with Legacy? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
They waited entirely too long.
Yeah, they waited way too long. And right here, they had a clear moment for him to be just this great baby face, and they've already missed the mark.
And I don't know what it is about Randy Orton. They always seem to do it with him. I mean, they timed it perfectly. The heel turn.
Yes. Oh my God, that heel turn. As much as people don't like to think about the results of the heel turn, it was great when it happened.
Oh, of course it was great, and the weeks after that were great until they messed around with it entirely too long again.
Yeah. Well.
Now here's another conundrum that the WWE have. What to do with Daniel Bryan?
19-second match with Sheamus.
It looks like it, doesn't it? Because Sheamus is on his way back, and the idea, as it stands, is to have Sheamus as a heel, killing people again. Good.
What's the fascination with Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus at WrestleMania?
I have no idea. They had a couple of really good matches, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
After the 18-second debacle, which was fine.
Sure.
They did have some really good matches. We're not going to deny that.
But it's not like it's a Flair Steamboat level thing.
It's not a take on Michaels thing.
Every single year I ask, what are they thinking about doing for WrestleMania? And every single year
it's Sheamus versus Daniel. Now, unless they want to tell the story of Daniel Bryan wanting to get his victory back.
At Wrestle, why would he care?
It was 18 seconds.
But he's moved on. Everyone's forgotten, except us, because we're nerds.
And didn't they do the dark match as well at one WrestleMania?
Yeah, they did a U.S. title match, and then the next year They did the 18-second match.
So maybe they're just moving up the card very slowly.
Very slowly. They'll be second match this year.
Yeah.
And like in 5 years, they'll be in the main event.
Maybe that's the idea.
Maybe. Good story.
You know what match I'm really looking forward to at WrestleMania, though? There's a ladder match happening.
Is it really?
Hmm.
Oh, no.
There will be. It's kind of like a Money in the Bank, but just with the Intercontinental title. So you got Ziggler. You got Barrett. You have, what's his name? Ambrose.
Yes.
And other people that I can't remember off the top of my head right now. Oh, R-Truth.
R-Truth, because he totally belongs there.
Yeah, exactly.
What if they put Sin Cara in there, too? He beat Wade Barrett at one point.
Who?
Sin Cara.
No, he's not in there. I think Harper's in there. Is it Harper? The good one?
The good one as in the baby face or the good one as in the worker?
No, as in the baby face.
Oh, no. Eric Rowan. That's terrifying.
Yeah, he's going to be in there, I think.
All right.
I think this could be a good match, though.
So is that their multi-man match, or are they also planning on doing the Battle Royal?
No, they're also doing the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Hmm.
I think it's just a matter of how many people they can get on Mania and give them their payday.
Yeah, that's a lot of that's a lot of multi-person matches.
But then again, and then you've got the tag team element, because they've got this really interesting feud going on right now between the Usos and Kidd and Cesaro.
Yes, they do. Great feud.
And if I hope they don't relegate that to the pre-show, because I'll be really upset if they do.
I think the pre-show will be a combination of Kidd and Cesaro, Kidzaro versus
The Usos,
and also Stardust versus Goldust.
Now, that's another match I'd like to actually see on the, although the match they had at Fastlane was crap.
It doesn't matter. This feud is so, for like the last 3 years, we've been talking about, we want Stardust, we want Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes.
That's the thing, we want Cody Rhodes, not Stardust.
And instead, the match that's basically been 3 years in the making is going to be relegated to being a dark match that nobody cares about.
And the thing about it is, and we've said it, and look, the majority of wrestling fans have said it, Dustin Rhodes is having the renaissance of all renaissances. He's having best matches of his career right now.
I think he should be the heel in this feud, though.
You think? I think the younger one should be the heel.
I think in this case, Goldust is leaving. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be wrestling again for this long. He was supposed to come in. Do a little bit of stuff, and then go again. And then I think maybe get like a job as an agent or something.
Which is what I think is still going to happen, by the way.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because he has a really good mind for the business.
Yes. So I thought in that sense, he should be the heel and then Cody could get the big win as the babyface and go on as the babyface.
But in those brother versus brother situations, isn't it always the case that apart from Undertaker and Kane, for the most part, Undertaker and Kane, the older brother's always been the... And same with Bret and Owen. It's always been the younger brother who's been jealous of the bigger one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Goldust could be just a giant dick. And we've seen that before.
And he has said in the past, and it's been documented, that he has said in the past that Dusty was less around when he was younger, but more around when Cody was younger.
Right.
But maybe that's an age difference thing. I don't know. You know, Dusty got older and stopped wrestling so much. I don't know.
Maybe. He would always work Cody and tell him that, yes, Rey Mysterio was hurt.
Yes.
Even though, I don't know where I was going with that story.
I don't think Rey Mysterio knows where he's going with that story either, to be honest.
Rey Mysterio, no longer an employee of the WWE.
Begs the question, will we see him in the Hall of Fame one day? Because that relationship ended very badly, by all accounts.
I think, if it's good for business, it'll happen.
Okay, Vince.
At some point. Maybe not in the next...
I think they just needed some space, to be honest. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You just need time apart.
It's like that relationship, where everything that your significant other does starts to annoy you, starts to grind on you. So you think, we just need to take a step back.
And I think the thing with Rey Mysterio is, and Dez and I feel like we're the only ones who think this at the minute. He just can't go anymore.
I think he can go in limited quantities, but he needs to be...
Limited quantities, but we've all got very fond memories of Rey Mysterio doing stupid things.
Yes.
I don't think he can do as many stupid things.
Well, we'll see. He's booked to wrestle the former Del Rio.
In a stadium, apparently.
Wow, that's going to be nuts. He's signed to AAA, which is awesome.
Yes, he's going back home.
I think he'll be a part of Lucha Underground in some capacity. At least I hope so.
My one worry is he ends up in Nashville.
Well, he signed to AAA, so it's not happening now.
Thank God for that.
If think about it, Lucha Underground is like this.
Now you're very high on Lucha Underground right now, aren't you?
I'm a big fan of it. In terms of just the writing on it is super, and the wrestling on it is obviously super good. It's a great show. It's a great week to week soap opera.
Episodic, yeah.
It reminds me not so much of the content, but just because of the week to week storytelling, it reminds me of what the Attitude Era was.
Yes, because the Attitude Era, they used to do week to week, it would build to what the pay-per-view was, and all the payoff.
Yeah, like right now I can watch Raw, and I can like take a week off, and then the next week I can jump in, and I'm fine. Like nothing happened that will...
The week before that you won't miss. But yeah, but during the Attitude Era, and that's one thing that the Attitude Era was very good at, was telling and making every episode of Raw relevant.
Yeah, you couldn't miss anything. And that's what Lucha Underground is doing. So they have that, but also they have Del Rio. They have
Mysterio.
They have potentially Rey Mysterio. Plus they have guys Conan. they have guys like Conan, they have guys like John Morrison, Ricochet. I mean, they have the most stacked roster in terms of star power and in terms of talent.
It's the cream of the crop of the indies, isn't it? If you think about it.
Of the indies, but also they have that WWE influence in there. Those guys.
They've got some of the biggest stars that were in the WWE. I mean, Mysterio, former world champion, two-time world champion. Yeah. Del Rio, two or three-time world champion.
Not that anybody remembers any of those reigns.
But yeah, Conan, well,
hey,
he was in the WWE.
Conan was in the main event of When Worlds Collide, and that's all that matters.
Yes, that's very important. And that show is very significant. I don't think people appreciate how significant that show was for its time.
That match with Paraguayo, maybe not the best match, but damn, did they do a great job in terms of psychology.
With the longest entrance, with the longest playing of music in the history of life.
So anyway, Lucha Underground is just stacked, and I feel like they, in the next year, I don't know... They're obviously not going to like overtake anybody, but they're going to, I think they're going to explode in terms of popularity just because.
No, they're going to make waves for sure.
Oh, man.
Another person who has left their organization and is back in the indies for now.
For now.
Is one Samoa Joe.
It's finally happened. Finally.
Thank God for that.
Oh, thank fudge.
Look, you know what? I don't know Samoa Joe. I don't know him for Adam. I don't know him personally. Right. I'm so glad he's out of that company. For his own sake.
Oh, my God. I hope he gets motivated. I hope he's willing to get himself in shape a little bit. He's done the Ring of Honor show. He was there in Las Vegas last week.
He's also going to be at the Ring of Honor show on WrestleMania weekend.
Right. That show, by the way, Samoa Joe, Jushin Liger, Jay Briscoe. I mean, that show is going to be stacked. But, yes, he will be a part of those shows. He is doing Ring of Honor. I hope Samoa Joe ultimately ends up doing the AJ Styles schedule. I think
ends up in Japan and things like that.
I think that would be perfect for him. Yeah, do Japan, do the one-off indie.
The word is, and this is just the word,
yeah,
that Triple H is interested.
I don't like the idea of Samoa Joe going to WWE because he's very good, but WWE basically... They basically say, don't do any of the things that make you unique. So if Samoa Joe goes to WWE...
To be fair, I mean, they've kept Sami Zayn doing what he does best, and they've kept Steen doing what he does.
You could say that in certain aspects,
but...
On NXT...
Baylor still does what he does.
On NXT...
Yes, on NXT, but once you get to the main roster, I agree. They're going to strip you of whatever soul you have left.
As soon as you get there, Vince will make Samoa Joe, like, the Usos bodyguard or something stupid.
Yeah.
I don't want
Although
that.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully by that point, Triple H will have a little bit more control.
That way, I don't know. It depends. But do you really want to take that risk? It's the latter part of Samoa Joe's career.
No, like Vince is going to live to like 150.
Yeah. And like Samoa Joe, I don't know how many years he has left. So just go. He should go to
Japan. Go have fun.
Go revive the highly successful act he had with Okada in 2008.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Just go revive
that. The storyline that he doesn't even remember? That's hilarious. I find that so funny when I read that interview that he did. He doesn't even remember it.
Well, I'm sure there was a lot of crap going on at that point.
We do.
So what we want you to do is we want you to get kidnapped. Okay, I guess. I don't care. getting kidnapped.
Get kidnapped and then not tell the story of why he was kidnapped.
My favorite, by the way, shout out to Twitter. My favorite comment when Joe was released is they should do Punk versus Joe 4 in UFC.
Yes. I'd pay for that. I'd pay $100 for that.
What a story that would be.
I'd pay $100 for that pay-per-view.
Yeah, I would pay $100 for that too. That's the
only... If you don't know what we're talking about, by the way, look, this is a fighting show. We talk about fighting.
Sure. Whether it's fake real or real. Not. Yeah.
Fake or real. The highly wanted, anticipated match for the last 5 years has finally been confirmed. On May the 2nd, on the People's Champion's birthday.
Yeah.
On the Great One's birthday, we will finally get in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Mandalay Bay. We will finally get Manny Pacquiao for Floyd Mayweather for $100 if you're in America. Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather is going to kick his ass.
And at this point, yes. 5 years ago, I would have said no.
I just hope he does because he's going to like crush everyone's spirits. And that's what I love Floyd Mayweather's heel antics because I look at him from a pro wrestling point of view.
Yeah, he is a heel.
He is so great.
He is the ultimate heel. That's why he went. You know the one thing I love about Floyd Mayweather when he did his little thing in the WWE, he actually got into the spirit of things.
Yes, he did. I love how they tried to make him a babyface at first.
Yeah, and then they quickly realized that the pro wrestling fans are going, nah.
Yeah, I think they very quickly realized nobody likes this guy. Like, people don't want to get behind him. So, yes.
When celebrities come into the WWE, I'd like them to get into the spirit of things. That's one thing you really want. If they don't, then you kind of know straight away.
Speaking of which, how was Jon Stewart on Monday? Because I still haven't seen
it. He was very good because he got into the spirit of it the promos with Rollins are hilarious.
Yeah, they're great. He's Jon Stewart is a wrestling fan. And so it's always sad when you get someone who you know is a fan. But then they show up on the TV show and they don't do all that well. So I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was
funny. He did. He was very good on Monday, I thought.
I can't you know wait who else to
watch. We've had some really good celebrities. Shaq has always been good when he comes on.
Yes. Shaq.
Tyson's always good.
The Donald is good to a degree.
Yes. Buster Rhymes was hilarious when he came in.
Oh, man. When did he do that?
This is a long time ago. And he did some things with The Rock on SmackDown. Very funny.
Oh, God. That sounds awesome. I got to go find that.
Snoop Dogg is always very funny, but that's because it's Snoop Dogg.
that's the best thing ever. The idea that Snoop Dogg shows up on wrestling sometimes.
And he's a fan. It's not like he is actually a fan.
That's awesome. Arnold.
I'm waiting for Sabrina the Teenage Witch to turn up on Raw, though.
Oh, that's gotta happen.
She's a hardcore fan.
Yeah. She should do something with Alexa Bliss in NXT.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of NXT,
yeah.
I don't think we did we haven't done a show since the Revival show. Revival?
I think we talked about
Arrival.
It.
Oh, did we?
I'm pretty sure we did. But
who cares? We'll talk about it again.
You know they're doing another one already.
When is it?
March 25th.
Eh?
Yeah. I was shocked. They're coming back real fast with this one.
Well, Triple H is now taking them on the road because they were in, where was it? Ohio this week.
Yeah, they were in Columbus and then Cleveland.
Mm. So it's expanding as NXT.
Good for them. They deserve to get that exposure in front of different crowds.
Now you've watched NXT for the not this week but last week. Yeah. You saw the Charlotte Sasha Banks match, right?
I did. They tore it up.
Very good. Was it worth watching?
Oh my God, yes. They're super good, and they were given a spot in the main event. In Vince McMahon's terms, they were given the brass ring, pal. And they they both
did they grasp it?
They grasped the brass ring. They did.
But will they break through the glass ceiling?
That's the question. Well, it started to break. There was some shattering on NXT last week, that's for sure.
Now, what do you make of all these old school guys coming back? So you got Rhino who came back a couple of weeks back.
You had the Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, the Brian Kendrick is back.
The post-apocalyptic scavenger, as we were alerted.
I love that.
You know, he has a philosophy. He says the sun is cold.
Yeah,
This is what he believes. The Brian Kendrick from TNA and The Price is Right fame, if you remember that.
And the longest reigning WWE tag team champion in SmackDown history. Let's not forget this.
That's true. Yes, he was there. I like it. I think it's a very Paul Heyman kind of thing. I used to listen to Paul Heyman interviews, and he would always talk about how I think particularly he was talking about It was during that time when people were speculating on whether or not he was going to buy TNA or whatever.
Yeah.
And his philosophy was, we should have, it should be all new guys, and we should have like maybe like two or three of the older guys on top to put the younger guys over and help them out. And that's exactly that's what I'm seeing in NXT right now. So I think it's great.
And that's what we were when, before Jeff Hardy unfortunately signed this new deal. This is what you wanted Jeff Hardy to do, didn't you? Go to NXT and help with these guys.
Yeah, help the new crop of high flyers.
Yeah.
So they brought these dudes
I think
in.
Kevin Owens is now a face just because he beat up Alex Riley.
Oh, that's my God. One of those things. The funny thing to me is they're trying to make Alex Riley into a sympathetic character. Alex Riley, by the way, if you're not watching NXT, is a commentator. But he is a terrible commentator. And so
he's not a very good analyst either, is he?
No. And so I don't know how you can... By the way, he's been a heel for like... The last
ever,
6 months.
Forever.
Yeah. He's been a heel on commentary. So it makes no sense that Kevin Owens would beat him up and now we're supposed to care about Alex Riley.
No one's ever cared about Alex Riley.
I don't care about Alex Riley. And the storyline is apparently that he's going back into wrestling because he wants to fight Kevin Owens, but first he has to go through other people. So it's just something for Kevin Owens to do until March 25th.
Pretty much.
It's
now,
fine.
Now I'm going to make a statement here that's slightly controversial.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I've talked about this with you off air. I think it's slightly controversial and people probably will disagree with me. We've also got the Hall of Fame coming up.
Yes. That's not the statement. That's a fact.
That's not the statement. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame is coming up. The show before WrestleMania, the night before. I hope they do the red carpet thing again because I enjoyed that last year.
It'll be happening at the SAP Center, formerly known as the HP Pavilion.
The SAP Center?
Yes.
They're doing the Hall of Fame in the SAP Center.
Yeah, it'll be very sticky.
Mm. no comment. it's too easy. But I think this Hall of Fame in 2015, since the revival in 2004, is the weakest Hall of Fame class. Good thing about it, right?
Yeah.
In 2004, you had Bobby Heenan.
Yes.
And the like. Cowboy Bob, I think, was one of them as well.
I think.
2005, you had Hulk Hogan. Granted, I don't like him very much, but you can't deny he needs to be there.
That's right. He's Hulk Hogan.
He's Hulk Hogan. You had, I can't remember who else you had that year. 2006, you had Bret Hart.
He had Bret Hart, you had Eddie Guerrero that year.
Eddie Guerrero, yeah.
That's already
2007, he had Dusty Rhodes, JR, King.
Already, way bigger.
Exactly, way bigger. 2008, you had Flair. You had the Briscoes.
Yeah, Flair is enough. He should be.
Flair is enough, but you had the Briscoes. Come on.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? If as a semi-main event, you had the Briscoes.
Yeah.
You had The Rock inducting the High Chief, Peter Maivia, and Rocky Johnson.
That's right.
Okay, 2009 for the 25, you have Austin. Enough said.
Yeah, that's it. You had Austin, 2010.
2010, I think, was DiBiase.
Was it? Wow, it took them that long to put him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. It was one of those more contentious ones. And Stu Hart.
Yes.
Again, 2010.
Yeah, that's impressive.
2011, HBK.
Yeah, you have Sean.
Sean, you had the Road Warriors.
That's right.
Sonny.
Hey, say what you want about Sonny.
Needs to be there.
Yeah.
She does need to be there.
Yeah. She's making sex videos now, but she should be there.
And the Horseman.
The Horseman. And Mick Foley.
No, that was 2013. I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. That's right.
2012, you had Edge, the Horseman, Tyson. Again, you can say what you want. He needs to be there.
Yes, he does. He's one of those celebrities that deserve to be there.
He does need to be there. And then, yeah, like you said, 2013, Bruno Sammartino.
There you go.
Mick Foley, Trish, Bob Backlund.
Never give up for us.
Oh, never Jesus, don't.
24.
You remember when you sent me that and I watched it? I'm like, oh, God.
The best.
It was horrible.
Last year, Mr. T. Mr. T's mother.
But Mr. T, who was in the Hall of, in the WWE Hall of Fame, but didn't mention WWE once. Right?
Yeah.
You had Lita again. She needs to be there.
Yes. And then, of course, the Ultimate Warrior. The
Ultimate Warrior.
Need you say more?
And Paul Bearer again.
Yeah.
So, and look at who we've got this far, right?
All right.
Savage definitely needs to be there.
Yes, Randy
Savage.
No one's
going to deny that fact.
The cornerstone, definitely, of this year's class.
Yeah. Look, in the 80s in the WWE, there was Hogan and then there was Savage.
Yes.
You were either one of the, you are a fan of either one or the other. and most of us normal people were Savage fans.
Right.
Then you got Schwarzenegger, which...
Look, okay, it's a nice thing to have, but you need other people.
He's not a Donald Trump. He's not a Mike Tyson. He's not a... I'd even argue that Pete Rose deserves to be in it more than Arnold Schwarzenegger does.
He did, like, one SmackDown, you know?
Exactly. He was on one
SmackDown. He's getting inducted because he's a friend of the company, and it looks cool for them.
Exactly.
Fine.
Fine. If you want to do that, put Maria Menounos in there, because at least she did something.
Sure. She worked an epic match against Beth Phoenix, wasn't it?
Yeah. Put Snooki in there.
Yeah. By the way, why isn't Lawrence Taylor in there?
Correct. Again, correct. Good observation.
Yeah.
Why isn't he in there?
Alondra Blaze in the Hall of Fame?
Even Medusa, you know.
Yeah, getting in before Medusa.
Okay, and I asked you this question off air. What is Alondra Blaze? What did she do exactly?
I have no idea. I just know she left and then became Medusa. What if she shows up on a monster truck?
Okay, that will be the whole... Okay, you know what? If she does that, I will accept her into the Hall of Fame with open arms.
Begrudgingly.
Which is why I wish Austin came into the Hall of Fame on a Zamboni. Or a beer truck.
That would be quite epic.
Now, again, I'm not a mixed up one, because I think, look, the Samoan heritage in the WWE, it needs to be recognized. So I'm not going to... I've got no qualms about Rikishi being in there.
Sure. Although, some people do. Because Rikishi, while he was there and at his prime, he was a comedy character.
But he did have some really interesting and engaging cool feuds. At the time when he was doing that comp, that was arguably the hottest point of his career.
Yes.
And he did put people over. He put Angle over. He helped with the Austin Triple H feud. He ran over Stone Cold.
He did.
He was a big part of that year.
Yeah. It's funny because he was funny and he did comedy, but I think the fans at that point took him a lot more seriously than, say, they take a Mizdow now.
Yeah, exactly. Because the thing about Rikishi is, and he was a big man, but the man could move and he could actually go.
Yes.
He'd give you a really good match. And he did take some ridiculous bumps, you know.
He did some crazy things, that Rikishi.
He flew off a cage onto Val Venus. He let The Undertaker choke slam off the Hell in a Cell.
He was nuts.
I genuinely think I have no problem with him being in there. I don't know about you, but I don't.
It doesn't bother me either way. We need some. I'm surprised Ray Stevens wasn't announced for this.
Well, he was meant to be, but I don't know what changed.
Exactly. I don't know what changed either. That really bums me out because he was a huge deal in San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Huge deal.
And what they were saying before the Alondra Blaze announcement was that Kevin Nash was meant to go in. Put him in there then. It would make more sense than Alondra Blaze.
Yeah, I think a lot of things make more sense than Alondra Blaze, but yeah.
If you wanted to put a diva in, there are so many you haven't put in yet that could go in.
You can
Sable in. Being one of them.
Sable, she could be inducted by Brock, who could just yell a lot. That'd be great, because that would get Brock on the show.
Exactly. There are so many that you could potentially put in. I mean, you know what? You know who hasn't gone in and should go in, and he's an announcer now, so you can put him in there? Put JBL in the Hall of Fame, for heaven's sake. Although I'm sure they're going to wait till next year now.
That's true.
I think he'll go in next year.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But he does deserve to go in there, so, you know.
All Hall of Famers on the announced team?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Booker T was inducted in 2013.
That's true.
This one is very... It's a very, very weak Hall of Fame. Go on.
I agree with you. It's a weak Hall of Fame. It's clearly being sold on the name of Randy Savage and nothing else.
But the thing is, the Hall of Fame usually goes on for about 3 or 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
About that. I genuinely don't think how the hell are you going to fill the time?
Alondra Blaze is going to have a lot of people to thank.
Who, Eric Bischoff?
Have they announced who's inducting who yet?
No, they haven't. I think you can guarantee that the Usos will induct Rikishi. That's a guarantee.
Yeah. Who do you think's inducting Alondra? Who on the roster today knows who Alondra was?
You don't be late. Just get Paige to do it.
Oh, my God.
get the Bellas to do it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man.
I mean, who's going to induct Schwarzenegger? Vince?
Maybe Vince. Maybe Bruno.
No, I don't think it's Bruno. They would have said if it was Bruno.
Maybe Vince. Maybe,
Is Donald Trump is in there, isn't he? He was last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Was he the year before?
He was, I think, last year.
Yeah, and so he's in there, but I usually love the Hall of Fame just because of the stories and sometimes the emotions. Because you and I were having this. I watched the Flair one for the first time the other day because it's on the network now, all of them.
Oh, my God.
That one's emotional.
Tears.
The Bobby the Brain Heenan one is, whoo.
That one's on another level.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. So I don't know what's going to happen in the Hall of Fame. It's going to be on the network, I think. USA will be doing a condensed
clip show.
Version.
They might as well play the whole Hall of Fame because I don't think there's going to be that much going on, to be honest. I'm telling you, I'm really not looking forward to it.
Yeah, well.
Now, you have a challenge for me, don't you, leading up to WrestleMania?
I do. Maybe we'll do videos or we'll post things on the website. But the challenge that I issue you for us, and I know you have your favorites in the WrestleMania world.
Mm-hmm.
So my challenge to you is, what is it, like the next 3 weeks leading up to WrestleMania?
Right.
I want you to pick some matches. Let's do like your top three favorite matches, or in your opinion, the best matches in WrestleMania. However, comma, they cannot involve.
Oh?
Yes, they cannot involve Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
They cannot involve The Undertaker.
What the hell?
They cannot involve the Dwayne the Johnson Rock.
Oh, come on.
And they cannot involve Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, you're kidding me, right?
Other than that, go crazy, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Oh.
Let's see what you can wow.
I think one of them is quite obvious. I think one of them is so obvious that if I don't put it in, there's going to be something wrong. So I can tell you that one right now.
All right. What would be your pick for this week?
Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage.
There you go. There you go.
Because if that's not in any WrestleMania top three or five, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. So you've got two more to think about for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, jeez.
Get your thinking cap on, as they say.
Nothing from WrestleMania 27.
Oh, boy. What do you mean? What if the epic match from the show? That's the only one I could think of. What else happened on that show? CM Punk versus Randy Orton, the epic.
It wasn't a bad match, but it wasn't in the great match quality.
Nice.
Edge versus Del Rio.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck.
It's going to be fun. I will also present some of my favorites, and we'll see if we match up in the next...
Yeah, but you have to follow the same criteria.
Yeah. The next couple of weeks, we'll compare.
Okay. So we can both agree that Ricky Steamboat and Savage...
Yeah, I think that's a must for anybody. I think even if you could, even if you allowed those four people in, I think Savage and Steamboat would still be
in the top five, definitely, wouldn't it?
Yeah. All right. So I think we're going to wrap this thing up. It is the Wrestling Show, the People's Podcast. We have returned. I hope to stay consistent, but I'm not making any promises. I'm sorry.
If we don't, we will definitely be doing a bunch of these for WrestleMania.
Yeah,
we'll
be around WrestleMania, man, for sure. So follow us on Twitter at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp, at MonkeyPusher69, because he will be there as well.
He will.
Yes. And then, you know, subscribe on iTunes, use the Amazon link.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you go to your internet providers and all them domains with Internet Explorer, Firefox, all them.
Yeah.
All of them. And you go to thingsdezsays.net and you click on the thing that says click here and it will take you to the Amazon affiliate link. Go and buy the new Jericho DVD.
Is it out already?
The Road is Jericho. That is out tomorrow. That is out tomorrow. Some good, interesting matches on there. Even some of the TV matches that haven't been released yet. It's a good list. Well, plus, you've got some Jericho stories, so you can never go wrong with the Jericho story.
There you go. So, yes, pick that up and do so by going to thingsdezsays.net and using the Amazon link there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, let people know what you think of the show. And maybe
tell us how great we are.
Yeah, and then maybe they'll consider giving us the old tri-ski.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, that's it. Thanks for hanging out. Listen next week, and if you don't, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.